Joining us in studio, Liat Amar Aran, Israel Center Director. The Aliyah Expo 2019 has been taking place this week. How's it gone? How did it go?
Wow, it was an amazing event.
Yeah.
We had more than 30 delegates from Israel.
Fantastic.
That came to answer questions of the community members and to give lecture, general lecture about different topics. And we saw many, many, many community members coming, checking their eligibility for Aliyah, asking their question, gather the information in order to know if there
if
is.
If this is an option or not. How often does this expo, this Aliyah expo take place?
It's once in a year.
So it's every year. So do you see a different trend? I mean, is this, would you say that this year had more people interested, the same amount, less? What's your feeling on
it? For me, it's my first expo.
Okay.
But my staff and the other delegates member that came from Israel and used to be here in the previous year said it was very, very busy this year and well organized as well. And I think more people came this year to check their opportunities. And and we did a good marketing for the expo.
Right.
So people know that they can come. I told them, just come. Talk with people.
Yeah.
It's not just Aliyah. It's also higher education in Israel and different program in Israel only for gap year or stuff like that.
Right. Well, what was interesting is on I think it was Sunday evening or late Sunday afternoon, my 17-year-old son said he's coming here. There's a talk he wants to hear about something to do, you know, that for next year. And and I thought that was interesting that, that, you know, as parents, we're normally dragging our children to these things. But I think that even the kids and the youth are very interested in looking at what the various opportunities are out there in this environment, provided that platform for them.
Yeah, you're definitely right. Since I got here 4 months ago to South Africa, I'm telling people, in order to feel connected and to work with your Jewish identity and the connection to Israel, you need to spend the time in Israel. Don't obligate for Aliyah yet if you don't feel it's
absolutely
the time for you. But
absolutely.
Come. We have brilliant program in Israel that they offer it with less, like, very good sponsorship of
unbelievable.
And just mostly for the young, go try your time in Israel, explore it, understand it, understand the conflict in Israel, understand the society of Israel, understand the political,
and understand if it's for you.
Yeah,
you know,
and if it's the place for you,
it might not be. You know, it just might mean it's not the perfect place for you. But go on the adventure, and I think it isn't such an important.
I think it's important to say that we sat with people in the expo. Me and all the Israel Center staff, we sat with people and help them to integrate the information they got in order to make sure that...
Right, because it can be overwhelming.
It's very overwhelming. People were very confusing, and we need to help them calculate everything, integrate everything.
Did you get a full range of people in terms of ages, from teenagers to older people, or it was a full range?
Full range. We saw the babies,
and
on Monday there is a couple that they are 90s that making Aliyah.
Oh, wow. And then I'm worried about having to do the army?
He's a doctor. She is a laboratory, working in a laboratory.
In the 90s.
Oh,
isn't that wonderful?
So it's amazing. They have grandchildren in Israel and they're making Aliyah. And also, like, small kids that came.
Well, I must tell you, my late grandmother made Aliyah at the age of 86.
86.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
How many years? She had in Israel.
She died at 94. So she had, and she absolutely loved it.
Amazing.
Yeah,
so we offered this year lecture, and I think it was very meaningful for people that didn't really know what to ask in a private meeting. So all the day we had a lecture from all the delegates on different topics, and people really liked the lecture because it gave them, just opened their heart
absolutely.
And learning about Israel.
Yeah, that's very, very interesting. So so a very successful Aliyah Expo. You happy how it went?
Yeah, I'm really happy about it.
And I would imagine there's a lot of work now following up and people coming back and forth.
And working with people, Now it's a hard work for the office.
I would imagine that almost every person that is thinking about going to live in Israel or going on Aliyah or going for a gap year or going just to study or whatever, it's everybody's situation is so unique.
That
I would imagine it's very difficult to do without bespoke or very personalized advice.
You're definitely sure, right? What we are doing now, we change the process, and I think it's important to tell the community.
Yeah.
We start the process online by calling a global center that's sitting in Israel. It's a free number. People can call this number and just check their status. The people there, it's professional people that sitting in Israel. They're asking you a few questions. What is your Jewish background?
Right.
Have you
right.
spent time in Israel? And then they're telling you exactly what your process are.
And that cuts out a lot of the meetings, the time in the office.
We're meeting the people maybe at the beginning where they just want to come and explore and ask in questions, or maybe after all the gathering of the information and the document. And then the process is much shorter. People saying it's a very professional and brilliant and short process. And they can do most of the work from their home in the evening, gathering the information, answering the questionnaire. And then they're coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, in the last few months, we're arranging few Q&A evening for Olim.
Right.
And probably we're going to have another one in a month and a half, 2 months, to help people come and ask their question, gather together. I want to share with you one last thing. Yesterday night, we invited all the coming Olim, people that making Aliyah in 2-3 months, to say good luck and to see them all. We had around 40 people.
Wow, 40 came. People making
40
Aliyah.
40 people, families, incredible. Young people, incredible. Adult, elderly. It was so exciting.
Incredible.
To see all of them, sit with them, talking with them. They shared with another where they are going. Ranana, 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 Ranana.
Is that the number one?
Yeah,
is that the number
that's
one?
The number one for now, for South Africa. We're working
Which
on,
is interesting because it's not a cheap place.
It's not a cheap place. And no. You know, the staff in the office are working and offering more places.
I think that's important, especially for young families. You know, Ranana is quite difficult, quite inaccessible for families with, you know, very young people.
Yeah, I'm offering people going to different places, but sometimes people feel it's a safe place
Understand
to
that.
Start in.
Yeah, it's a soft landing, so
soft
to speak.
Landing.
Yeah,
that's right. So it was a very amazing evening yesterday night to see all of them. They shared information and they met each other, and now they know that they're going to meet in Israel in a few weeks, and it's really
and that will it will give them a connection and a bond to each other as they go through that. Incredible, lots of messages here. I was there the whole time. It was very helpful from Mervin, Ian as well. Yeah, lots and lots of messages. It does seem to be a very very well received. And well appreciated event. We were talking about the Aliyah Expo 2019 with Liat Amar Aran, Israel Center Director, fairly new in the position here in South Africa. So welcome to South Africa.
Thank you very much.
And certainly well done on your first Aliyah Expo.
Thank you very much.
All right.